Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, flagship, that's the almost 10-year-old website, where you can go to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week on Sunday. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. It's a multimedia blog, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. You can listen to thousands of archives of past interviews we've done. You can read thousands of articles, check out our Brain Trust members. Lots of good to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. And also, check out our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, the world's only knowledge base for small business where there is no barrier to entry. If you get there, we'll answer your questions instantaneously without cost. Just thank our partners, our sponsor partners, when you get there. Jeffrey Dobkin, we ought to thank him too because he's a longtime supporter of all the things we do as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Uncommon Marketing Techniques. He's also the author of How to Market a Product for Under $500 and many other valuable resources. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Now, do you mean I can go to your website and have the chance to listen to my same mistakes over and over?
Exactly. Exactly. We whatever you say, we hang on to them forever. People do. They email me all the time and say, "Can you believe Dobkin said that?" No, just kidding, folks. It's that small business owners, in my opinion, do the poorest job of, and I'm lumping myself into this category because I'm a small business owner too. Two areas that we need to do a better job of, learn from our big business cousins a little bit maybe, is in the area of human resources, hiring and managing and that sort of thing, and firing sometimes. And the other one is marketing. We're not good at marketing. Marketing is not intuitive for many of us. Or we think we're marketing and what we're really doing is throwing money against the wall. Now, what I want you to do is help us out. Tell us the difference between marketing and advertising.
Well, I'd say marketing is knowing, advertising is knowing what to say, and marketing is knowing where to say it. And it's interesting.
Say that again.
Advertising is knowing what to say, and marketing is knowing where to say it.
Take that down, folks. That will be on the test later. Okay. Now, how do we put that into motion in our business?
Well, I think that you really need to do the marketing, and the marketing is simply selling to a defined audience. I mean, anybody can have sales. You know, you can go to HP, and they sell to everybody, or AT&T, and the world is their market. But your market niche, whatever you're selling, is much, much smaller, I assure you. Because
the worst thing that could happen to a small business would be if everybody decided to do business with you.
It would be, well, if you had to market to everybody, it would be terrible because there is a cost associated with and giving him your message.
Right.
So it's called CPM, cost per thousand. Now it's very prevalent in radio, in magazines. Per thousand. So if you had to tell hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people your message, it would be very expensive. So it's much better to market to a small segment of people who are standing there with money in hand and ready to buy.
So marketing is, for a small business, marketing is identifying, doing some research, doing some homework, and taking the time to find out who your customers are. Who are the people that whenever they find what we have to sell, they like it, they need it, they want it, and they think our deal is a good value. Who are those people? Where do they live? What are What are their names? Find those people or those profiles. That's marketing.
That is marketing. And then clone them to get even more people just like that.
And then advertising is discovering what those people like to hear and how they are motivated to get them to take action.
Right. And here's a big thing that I find in most of my clients work, where my clients come to me and they say, well, you know, we're trying to sell our product from this third of a page ad or half a page ad, and nobody's buying. Well, that's not where you sell a product. That's where you generate a phone call. And there's a big difference. So when you write an ad, the objective, the first thing that you write, your objective, what happens if this ad works perfectly, what do you want people to do? It's really not to buy a product. It's really just to raise your hand, call up, and say, well, we're interested. What else can you tell us? Then you have a warm product prospect on the phone, and then you sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And big difference there. It's very tough to close a guy in a sale, especially a big sale, from a newspaper ad or a radio ad or a magazine ad. Very hard to do.
There has to be a follow-up step involved.
There is a two-step selling procedure. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you're exactly right, Jeff. I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of times business owners will maybe do a pretty darn good job of advertising, or you know, they do the marketing, they find out who the people are, they do the advertising, they actually do a pretty compelling job of getting people to take action, and then when the people show up at your business, the people in your business kind of go, why are you here? What are you doing? What do you want me to do?
The second horror.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen that before. I mean, haven't you walked into a business and you were all hot, you know, the collar ready to take action, and the people kind of act like, what's going on? In fact, I have actually been to places where they said, I didn't even know we were advertising that.
Yeah, and they need to be brought on board really early and say that's the reason we have an ad, is so when this phone rings, we can capture all the data and we can perhaps have an opportunity to sell them with either on the phone or by sending them additional literature and following up. But
how many times have you gone to a business, large or small, called them or whatever, and you got the feeling that the person you were talking to could not possibly care less about whether you actually did business with them or not? Not motivated at all.
I've gone to places where they said, well, that's what they do. Well, they want. Well, when you're answering the phone, it's we, isn't it? Aren't you working here?
Right. So what you're saying is that marketing and advertising are not just what's on the pages of the paper or the words on the radio or the television or whatever. Marketing and advertising have to have the people on the other end who can fulfill the activity that you create.
Right, because that's the objective of the ad. Objective.
Very, very important, folks, and this is an area that small businesses should excel in. We should excel in this area. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Jeffrey Dopkin. He and I are going to talk some more about marketing and advertising right after these messages. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Jeffrey Dopkin, the author of Uncommon Marketing Techniques and How to Market a Product for Under $500. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
It's Dopkin.com, D-O-B-K-I-N.com.
And they can find all of your stuff there, can't they?
A new website's coming down. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
JeffDopkin.com.
JeffDopkin.com.
And it's being built up now, has 75 articles on it, and they're all free so far.
What's going to be so cool about that?
Well,
it's
going to be a huge information resource. So I'm actually loading, I have about 180 articles that I've written on marketing, direct marketing, humor, a couple on health, a lot on humor. So they're all free right now. Eventually, I'm going to try and figure out how I can make money from that site.
When you figure that out, Jeff, let me know, and I'd like to buy that lesson from you. Maybe you could make money selling to guys like me on how to do that.
Well, I also have a new book out, Jim. I don't know if you know. It's called Successful.
Well, how come I don't have it?
We'll have to send it to you.
That's exactly right. Go ahead.
It's Successful Low-Cost Marketing Methods.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a big book. It's actually an upgrade of How to Market a Product for Under $500.
Okay. All right. Well, I need my copy. I need my autographed copy.
Okay.
All right. So check that. You got my address. You know how to send it to me.
Yes.
Hey, let's get back to marketing and advertising. You know, Jeffrey, small businesses can get so intimidated by big companies, and it really wears me out when small companies allow themselves to get so intimidated by the big companies, and it's almost like in a poker game where somebody who has no hand pushes all their money out and intimidates everybody else to get out. They think he's got a royal flush or something, and they got nothing. All they do is intimidate him, and everybody else who might be sitting there with a pair might go ahead and fold. I've seen that happen. You know, if you ever watch it on television, they do it all the time.
All the time.
Little companies need to understand that you're holding some pretty darn cool cards. And even though the big companies may have some intimidating cards too, you have some cards that they don't have. You have the ability to hire and train people that you can have message control over. You can make sure that those people are the people. When somebody walks in your business and they've responded to an advertising that you created as a result of good marketing techniques, when they get there, your people just love these people up. You make them feel so happy that they came, and it's difficult. I've spoken to CEOs of major corporations about this. It's very difficult for them to get that kind of an attitude pervasive and distributed throughout a large organization. Small business owners can do that, and that's one of our advantages, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the you have the advantage that you can move fast. You know, you have your finger. A small business owner has this finger on the pulse of exactly what's happening and can make adjustments right away. Big companies, man, that wheel is very tough to turn.
Well, if I have 10 employees, I can make sure all 10 of those employees, over time, I can determine and make sure that all 10 of those employees are very customer-focused. If they're not, I'm rid of them and I find people who are. You can't do that in a big company.
Yeah, I can't fire.
You can you can fire them, but I mean, you can't have that kind of control. The more people, the bigger your organization, the more diluted that control is. And
right.
You know what? Having your organization being customer focused is a good way to be a control freak. If I were going to be a control freak as a manager, it would be about customer focusing.
I definitely agree, Jim. I think that what happens is people get isolated at the top, and they don't. You should always call your company once in a while and see how the people answer the phone and where you go.
Exactly.
You want to get a wide open awakening. You know, just call in the customer service. Hey, I got a problem with something. I have a question about billing. See what happens.
Have you ever done any mystery shopping?
No.
That might be the best money. That anybody can spend, Jeff, would be to hire a mystery shopper, somebody, a professional, somebody who literally call your business, they write a letter, maybe they come by they go by your store, and they record, they keep track of how they were treated, what the place looked like, was clean, did people greet me immediately, what did they say.
Uh-huh.
And then they go to your competition and they do the same thing, and then they give you a report. How did you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know why more people don't do that?
The results are pretty bad.
Because they're afraid of the results. I'm serious. Either
yeah.
They don't know how to do it. There's a mystery shopper in your area, folks. Find one. It might cost you $500, and it'd be worth every penny. Might even be less than that.
I've seen people do that for restaurants. I have a friend that does that, goes into a restaurant, you know, on the QT,
yep.
And
mm-hmm.
Reports back to the owner. Kind of a fun job.
Jeffrey, 30 seconds, last thoughts.
Buy my books. I need the money.
Come on, Jeff. We need something. Give us some wisdom.
Go to my website, 75 articles on marketing, direct marketing, a couple of funny pieces there. Thanks for having me on.
Check it out. Thanks, Jeff. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to take a quick break. Going to be right back with our good friend, Dr. David Gratzer. We're going to talk about healthcare and the marketplace. Stay with us.
So good. So good. I got to you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.